From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris, and we begin this hour with a story about American troops, how they cope with their experiences overseas, and how the way that they cope can be an encouragement to others. Colonel Drew Doolin is a Marine Corps commander who was sent to Iraq 5 years ago. He led a battalion of 900 Marines in Anbar province, the heart of the Sunni insurgency. Of the many rough days Drew Doolin lived through, one in particular stands out. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly has our story.
The day was December 22, 2004. The supply convoys Doolin oversaw were busy trucking food, fuel, and ammunition across the deserts of western Iraq. That day, a suicide bomber pulled up next to one of the convoys. As Doolin recalled in a recent speech, the bomber detonated his explosives just as a truck carrying 9 Marines passed by.
The blast and heat and fire engulfed the entire vehicle and all of its passengers. Men jumped from the vehicle on fire as the ammunition that was strapped to their legs and body armor exploded due to the extreme heat.
Doolin heard about all this over the radio. That day he was at his command post, 100 miles away from the bombing. So he hopped in his vehicle and drove to the hospital on base to meet the helicopters carrying back the wounded. Doolin remembers one corporal so badly burned he was unrecognizable.
His face and hands looked more like charred marshmallows than skin. He was medicated and motionless. What we didn't know at the time was that he'd taken some shrapnel to the brain as well, in addition to his massive burns. I didn't think he lived through the air evacuation that night.
The corporal did live. Miraculously, so did all the Marines who came under attack that day. The battalion got back to work, and 2 months later, the deployment ended and they came home. It was then that things began to unravel for Doolin. On a family vacation, he took his son to see the latest Star Wars movie. There's a scene where Anakin Skywalker falls into molten lava and nearly dies from horrific burns. Drew Doolin says, watching it, he panicked.
I had to leave the theater. My hands were sweating, my heart was racing, I had a general sense of an emotional loss of control. I covered up the reason that I'd left the theater for my son, and I told him I didn't feel well.
Doolin didn't tell anyone what had happened, but after that, the panic attacks kept coming. Then came word he was being sent back to Iraq, a second tour, this time commanding 1,100 Marines, again in Anbar province. Doolin flew over for a quick planning trip. He says on that trip, he couldn't work, he couldn't sleep.
And the more I couldn't sleep, the more panicky I got. I worried that my career was over, and that I was losing my mind and losing control, and I even thought maybe I'd have to be medically relieved to command. Things were crashing down. I couldn't do anything about it.
Finally, Doolin broke down and called his wife. She urged him to get help. When he flew home, Doolin called a psychiatrist friend. He started talking about what he'd seen in Iraq.
And the more I talked about it, the less sensitive I became to it. I can give this pitch without breaking up now, which was not the case when I first did it.
This pitch is the speech Colonel Doolin has given a few times now to groups of Navy sailors returning from tours in Iraq and Afghanistan. It is not a speech that comes easily. Doolin says he worried that speaking out publicly would damage his career. And looking back on it, as he sits today in his office in Washington at the Brookings Institution, Doolin says it felt unmanly to have reacted the way he did to an event he didn't witness firsthand.
One can understand that if you are kicking down doors in an insurgent stronghold and seeing your fellow Marines or sailors fall in combat, that would be worthy of having serious response, trauma response. But for all others, like myself, who didn't shoot anybody, I never discharged my weapon in 2 deployments to Iraq, I think most wouldn't feel that they're worthy to have had any reaction.
Then there's the particular stigma that Doolin says he felt as a Marine Corps commander, the guy who's supposed to be in control.
You're trying to lead a battalion of people who are going through issues. You yourself, you don't want to be the one who's having issues. So it even adds more stress on top of this situation, right? You're the alpha male. You're the lead sled dog. So lead sled dog can't go down for a combat stress injury.
As it's turned out, Colonel Doolin says the Marine Corps has given him a lot of support. And today, Doolin says he feels just fine. As he delivered his speech a few days ago in Austin, Texas, he had this message for others returning home from war.
I encourage you to tell your story. Share your experiences with each other. Seek help if you need it. And seek it now.
A few people around the room are crying as Doolin finishes his talk.
Thank you very much.
Then the crowd rises to give him a standing ovation, a gesture that touches Drew Doolin and gives him hope that by speaking out, maybe he can help others avoid the trauma he went through. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News.
And that Navy crowd that Colonel Doolin talked to was gathered for something called a Returning Warrior Workshop. It's a program designed to help sailors adjust back to civilian life. Mary Louise Kelly has that part of the story tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.